Hi guys, welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 299. I'm Patafria.
I'm Crystal. I'm so overstimulated right now.
Oh my God. It's been a day already.
Like, I feel like like that.
Here we are.
Good morning.
So, let me tell you about my dream I had, because you're going to love this.
Oh, great.
Lately, I wake up at one point in the morning, and then I go back to sleep for like 4 more hours, and then I'll wake up at either 10 or 12. Today it was 12.
Those are the best sleep patterns, by the way.
It's not really good. I want to just have enough sleep that I wake up at like 9:30-ish, 10, and then I can stay up. But whatever, that's a whole other conversation. So I always have a dream when I go back to sleep in the morning, and it'd be like a vivid, real dream, which is very weird to me because I don't normally dream ever. Mm-hmm. But again, I think it's like the meds, you know, fooling around with brain receptors and shit, reactivating them, and then things happen. So I have my morning dream today, and I'm in this, like, it's my house, and it's like, wood paneling inside on the walls. It was like very vintage, like old dated looking.
Here for it.
Almost Brady Bunch-ish. It was like kind of dark in there too, but I liked it. And it was just me and Bunny there. I don't think I had any other kids. And I was like fucking with something. And you and Mark show up and you're like rushing into the house. And I'm like, where are you guys coming from? And you're like, we only have a certain amount of time. We only have a certain time. It was like a window. And I was like, what window? Like, what are you talking about? And you guys were like, we're trying to have a baby and we only have certain windows.
I wish you would go home.
Of time to get pregnant. So y'all thought it was a good idea, number one, to pull over and come to my fucking house. But you were like, don't worry, we're gonna go in Bunny's room. Didn't ask her. She gave me this eye contact. You guys went in her room and fucked on her bed because you needed to be like nut in by this certain window of time.
I hate you. And I hate your brain.
And then I was
like, do you guys realize in her dreams, I'm always the most horrible,
shady, fucking
terrible person. I ruin drug deals.
You make plans without business plans without including me. You're always doing something fuck shit.
So bad.
So you guys fucked in Bunny's bed on her sheets.
Foul.
She was looking at me hella crazy. And then I was like making sweet potatoes. By the time you guys came out, you both came out and put your hands in the dish, not even like a utensil.
Oh, we know that's a lie. I don't eat sweet potatoes.
In the dish and was eating them on your way out and was like,
sex fingers.
Yes. It was like, okay, we'll talk to you later. We're going to go. We'll talk to you later. And I was just like, looking at Bunny, like, I don't know what to say.
Enjoy
and
she those was, sex finger potatoes. You're speechless.
Enjoy the sex finger potatoes and the aroma in your room or whatever, like on your sheets of them. They had to stop here.
Enjoy the snail trails, Bunny. Auntie loves you.
They had to meet their window. Like they only had so much.
So time. Many things are up, so wrong with this.
I woke up dream. And I was thinking it over. Like, you know, it was replaying in my head and I just laughed because I was like, she's going to fucking love this dream.
Oh my God. I love hate it. It's the worst one. I'd rather steal from you. I'd rather steal from you than have a baby and fuck in my niece's bed.
Yeah.
Ew.
And put your sex fingers in my fucking food.
In the kid's food.
Trying to conceive. It was like urgent. Like had to be. And I was like, okay, I guess.
I wouldn't even do that to save the fucking human race at this point in my life.
What a fucking dream. It was like vivid.
Did you wake up like, what the fuck?
Yes. And all I could do was laugh. It was like replaying in my
head.
You're
like, Bunny, Auntie Crystal is not allowed here for the next couple months.
Do not let them in.
Don't open the fucking door.
Don't even open the door.
Because they're going to have sex in your bed, Bunny.
They are. I should tell her that.
Oh my God.
Yes. So yeah.
Ew.
Meet your window somewhere else. Go to fucking Will's house or something. If you have to meet your certain, because you only had certain windows that he had to make a deposit for you guys to conceive.
Ew.
And like you were out and about, and it was time. It was time to get nut in. I love that for you guys.
I hate it. I hate it for your brain. I hate it for Bunny's bed. I hate it for my existence.
All of it. Yeah. All of it. What the fuck do my brain be doing?
It be on its own fucking planet sometimes.
Because what even made me think of any of the above? I don't even have any sweet potatoes. I wasn't making any. The house, I'm not mad at, but like, where'd that come from? And then like, you conceiving a child. Like,
that's your wife.
Favorite thing. Yeah.
Yeah. That and then banging and fucking poor Bunny's bed are the two.
And it was like, duh, don't worry. Don't worry. We're going in her bed. Okay. Cool.
I would like, rather not like, yours.
Do the bathroom or something. Like, yeah. I was like, oh, I guess.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
And I let y'all. So that was great.
Mm-hmm. Birds of a feather. God. You just wanted the baby.
Yeah, pretty much.
For sure, you wanted the baby.
Pretty much. Just make it happen.
Oh, gross. You know, yesterday I had to fucking... There's a tiny part of your brain, your dreaming part, that's like, she's evil. She's evil.
Yeah. Fucking. Subconsciously, I don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what it is, because you're always doing some bullshit.
You're like,
always.
Nobody can be that nice and kind in real life.
Yeah.
She's evil.
Yeah, yeah.
I know she's going to steal. The truth. She's going to steal.
Yeah.
She's going to fucking.
She's on magazine covers for without our show. Me, like, they don't even know I exist.
No.
You're doing interviews.
It's my show.
Yes.
Fucking.
There's been repeated
fucking
situations where you're horrible. No good.
No.
Yeah. No good. Oh, you're my no God. Good.
It's really funny.
Yes.
So I had, you know, yesterday was fucking the day I pick up Carolyn and take her to do everything day, right?
Oh. How'd that go?
I think I'm going to start smoking crack on those days. Or mainlining something.
Or she I'll making pick it
a
drug. Hard?
I might mix a few. Dude. And you know what? She actually was not intentionally a cunt yesterday.
Okay, good.
It's just so much, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot. Like, yeah, there were a few parts. Like, at one point, I'm trying to put something, do something in the backseat, but I need her to urgently grab something out of my hand so I can put, I think it was her groceries or something I was putting in there. And I'm like, Carolyn, grab this. And she's just sitting straight forward like this. And I'm like, no, turn your body and grab it. And she's like this.
She knows the truth too. She's like rolling her eyes. What now, Crystal? What?
You fucking rude, sneaky bitch, Crystal. Mm-mm. And then it's just a lot, you know, like getting her in and out of the car 50 fucking times, that fucking open and closing that walker. She don't listen. There were a few moments where she was intentionally obtuse, like thinks she knows better and wants to argue with me.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating, especially because like I'd be on the go, go, go. Like we'd be having to pick up Stevie. Like we have to pick up her meds. Then she still needs to go to the grocery store. You know, the grocery store is 3 hours easy with her, you know, like so when you're trying to do that and keep a time schedule and dude, by fucking 9 o'clock last night I just had a nervous breakdown. Mark's tire computer fucking thing in the car that tells you the air in your tires, right?
The sensor.
There you go.
The tire computer
was displaying wrong information.
What? So we said it was low. What are you talking about?
Y'all know
about?
What the fuck I mean. You know, this is a very special dialect I speak.
The tire computer Follow was it. Lying.
Dude, so it wasn't, okay. So it was saying one of the tires was low, right? This is, mind you, Stevie's off at 8 o'clock. I need to get her at 8:05. Carolyn's ass is still in the motherfucking line at Safeway. Okay, we had been there since 5. So I'm like, I have to get to show. I got to put gas in the, I mean, air in the tire before I get Stevie, because this ain't my car. I'm not trying to fuck no tires up, right?
Yeah.
You know, mine, I would have rode it till I probably hit fucking 19 pounds of pressure, you know? So I'm putting tire in the
air.
Yep, air, and you can just tell I'm so overstimulated, dude. I can't even fucking talk, man. I'm putting fucking air in the back passenger tire.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting it. Well, first I stop at Safeway. Do you remember that time when we stopped to put air in his tire and the fucking gas station, it just kept making it go lower and lower until it got to like 7 pounds of pressure?
Oh God,
do you remember?
I don't remember.
Oh my God. It was after we had recorded.
Mm-mm.
So it did that. I look at the gauge and it's down 10 pounds and I'm like, oh no. So then I go to fucking Shell.
So the pump is fucked up.
Yes. Yeah. So then I go to Shell and I'm putting the air in. I'm looking, no movement. Looking, no move, you know, no movement in the tire computer. Fucking. All of a sudden, you know, I had stopped putting air. I don't know, put like fucking 11
pounds. Is there a gauge on the pump you're using? Because trust that.
Mm-mm. No.
Well, sometimes you can't trust that either. But.
Yeah. Normally we use the old school silver one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And use that, but
yeah,
Mark had told me it was in the glove box, but I couldn't find it in the glove box, so I'm like just on a wing and a prayer looking at the computer, right?
Uh-huh.
Girl, all of a sudden,
sometimes you gotta turn the car off and turn it back on also for it to like recalibrate.
Yes. So I'm sitting there, the back tire doesn't move on the tire computer. All of a sudden the front one says 46 pounds of pressure, bitch. The front one.
So it's reading them wrong. Yeah.
So that's what I'm thinking, right? I'm like, okay.
46 pounds of pressure.
I don't.
Bitch, you're about to blow the fucking tire in your face.
Okay, the weird part is, fucking, even with 10 pounds in the back tire, it still would have been too low, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's saying that one's 44. So then I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna let some air out. Fuck it. I'm letting air out of both of them, bitch. Because now at this point, I've had it. I'm letting air out of both. I'm like, I'm going to do the other side, okay? And then I'll come back to this mess. I start putting air in the front tire, driver's side. Bitch, all of a sudden the back one is saying 44 pounds of pressure on the gauge. So I lose it at that point. I call Mark and I'm like, I can't figure it out. And I'm trying to tell him what's happening. And at first he's getting irritated and I said, I didn't call you to be mean. I called you to be a good man and support me and come over here and fix it.
Oh my God. Did you turn the car off?
Fuck yeah.
And then what did it do?
I lit a cigarette and I sat there and I waited for Mark to show up.
Oh.
Because.
Okay.
I'm not going to fuck around and blow up them tires. You know, I'll never hear
next time. Just turn the car off and turn it back on and like let it figure it out first.
Dude, I was like, I just had no more energy left, no more brain power. Yes, last night.
Yeah.
So he came and he fixed it. And
poor Mark.
The old school tire. No, don't poor Mark. The old school tire gauge.
Yeah.
Was in the back of the visor.
I was going to say, was it in the elastic of the visor?
Behind it.
Yeah.
But on the phone, he was like, it's in the glove box. It's in the glove box. So, you know, I'm crying, taking everything out. It wasn't in there.
Fun.
But
good times.
I was like, I'll sit here. I'll sleep in the fucking car. You know, I don't give a fuck. But it got fixed.
That's fun.
It's a lot of fun. And
I had a call yesterday. I still have fucking shit in my bag right now. I realized I have a dildo in there. I have condoms. I have hella lube, gloves. I have hella equipment on me right now.
Wow. Did you fucking use them?
No, I left the one that I used. I just gifted that to my client.
That's nice of you.
Yeah, because I didn't want to clean it. And it's cheap enough that, you know, I was like, if you want to keep that and practice, because they're kind of a beginner.
If you want to drop it like it's hot.
when I'm not suction here.
Suction puppet to that motherfucker.
I mean, to practice, really. Yeah. Because when they're new and they're beginners, and I couldn't really make it happen.
Yeah.
So I was like, you can keep it and, you know, practice with it or whatever until we meet again. And then, you know, we'll give it another college try.
Warm it up.
You know, at that time.
Yeah.
But it was a great call. And it's somebody that I've seen before. And
you like them?
Yeah.
The like personality.
Yeah. Yeah. They're hella cool. So it was a good time. And I'd be so anxious before, like, when I have something planned for the day, and it's always been like this, but it's so bad lately. It doesn't matter if it's a phone call, an appointment, me having to take the kids somewhere. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be something that's not even for me. The stress and panic that I feel like I'm being hunted before the event, even if it's a phone call, even if it's it really ruins my fucking day so badly.
So like, sorry to interrupt. Is it the anticipation of
whatever?
Are you
is
okay
happening.
Once it comes?
Yes. Yes.
Are you okay while
so during,
it's happening?
I'm
or
fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, during I'm fine. Once I get to the point, once the event is happening, I'm fine. And then afterwards, I'm fine and I'm relieved. And I'm always like, why do I feel like that before? So badly that, I mean, yesterday I did have a lot to do. Like I dyed my hair. I redid my feet. And that takes hours, you know, for both of those. And then, you know, getting ready, makeup, hair, all that kind of shit, kind of, you know, being a nurse at the same time and all that before I had to leave the house. But like, I always go back and watch the cameras for the day before because sometimes people be in my driveway and shit. And I'm going through and I see the point where I'm leaving. And just the look on my face, you could see I'm so fucking angry for no reason other than the anticipation. It almost makes me nauseous. I get so anxious.
And your hell is short.
Oh, my God. It's awful. It's fucking awful. So, yeah, that happened before I got there. But once I got there and like parked and everything and like got in the house, it was totally fine.
Where do you think that comes from? Is this new?
It's always been that way, but it's so much worse lately. It might be the meds, perimenopause or the meds. Yeah. Or both.
Yeah.
But it's so much worse lately that like it paralyzes me until the thing happens.
So do you think it's maybe... Are you worried something's going to go wrong? Are you dreading
it's time
interaction?
Management. It's the time management, I think. And like I'm insanely
I can understand that.
Punctual. And when someone is not or if somebody interferes with my time management, it drives me fucking insane because I'm already putting so much pressure on myself for my time management. Like. Mm-hmm. You could clock what I'm doing to the minute almost. Like I'm that regimented. I feel like no matter what I'm doing, like if I tell you a time, I'll be
scheduled.
Home. Yeah. You can set your clock to it. Like I'll be home at that minute arriving. Like, you know, it's weird. But
whereas I say I'll be there in 10 minutes, fucking 2 hours later, I'll pull in the driveway.
Yeah.
And it's not ever intentional.
It's
just
not. But we have to get better at syncing each other because it throws me off badly, really fucking bad. And I'm already on edge just with myself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I was looking at the camera and I was like, wow, you were really fucking mad. And I just remember how tense I felt before I got there. And it was like that the whole ride there. So anyway, the call ended up really cool and... yeah, that worked out fine. I'm actually taking another booking tomorrow, which I don't normally do. Like, I've only been, like, one per week. But
why? Just
just because I don't want to, like, overwhelm myself. And I'd be having other shit to do.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
But, yeah, I'm taking two this week. But it's another regular. And I'm, like, happy to see him. So
it's not, like... anxiety involving
people.
A new person.
Yeah, because then it's worse.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yes, then it's
fucking,
that
I'm
much
like,
fucking
worse. Benny, you want to come over?
Yes. Yeah.
Stinkers, you want to hobble over?
I know. He's doing good though.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how's he?
He still can't carry anything, so like I have to check, like, do you want water? Do you want food? Do you want, you know, do you need anything? Because he can move around on crutches, but he can't like get his own food or anything like that. So I'm still doing that, which is fine.
What about pain level? Because the nerve block is worn off, right?
Yeah, he said he could feel his leg now. He hasn't needed any pain medicine.
So when he had the nerve block, it made like his leg kind of paralyzed,
completely numb, can't feel shit.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
and it lasted really cool. The whole weekend. So he started to feel his leg yesterday, as they predicted.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's starting physical therapy before his post-op appointment, which I thought was going to happen reversed. Yeah. But no, they called him already to set it up.
Nice.
Yeah. And his girlfriend gets back in town today, which will be nice because she'll be able to come and help.
She's been out of town.
Yeah, she was out of town over the weekend. So that's why she didn't like go with us or anything.
She needs to be the nurse.
Yeah, so she could help.
That's why you were fucking on 24/7 schedule.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I know he'll be happy to see her.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it. Peace, you know, has been cool.
Let me tell you what she said to me.
Oh, you know what? She ain't been cool. Because she also hit me in the face with an umbrella today. Like, went like this and poked me in the face with it. And I didn't think she was going
to
do it.
It's a warning to
you. So I held still, and I didn't think she was going to do it, and she did it.
You're a truster.
Yeah. Don't feel bad, though. She told me I was ugly, too, at one point.
So fucking... I'm already overwhelmed, overstimulated.
Doing 20 things when I got here.
I've taken 30 milligrams of Adderall and I'm still.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you might as well throw that shit out the window.
Yeah. So we were having a problem with a piece of equipment and it was stressing me out. And then I was like, I'll clean the floors while I'm waiting. And then I was like, oh, I'll fix my hair. Just
I'll it was yogurt. I'll fix my yogurt. I'll do it's like 20 things going
on. Yeah. And I was a little irritated at Mark. Maybe a lot irritated at Mark. And so I'm trying to do the last minute thing so we can hurry up and start recording because, you know, he got it all set up. And Peace comes in there and she's like, Auntie.
First, she was in here and she was like, is she crying? Is Auntie Crystal crying? And I said, who? She said, Auntie Crystal. I said, go ask her. Because I thought that was funny, right?
Uh-huh.
I hear her going in there to ask you, are you crying?
She's like, are you crying? And I was like, no, I'm not crying. And I was like, did you think I was crying? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, no, Auntie's not crying. I was like, Auntie's trying to hurry up. And, you know, I'm talking back and forth with her. And she goes, because you look old. And I was like, thanks, Auntie. And you make Auntie feel real good. And, you know, we laughed or whatever. And then. What did she tell me in here?
She comes in here and she's just like talking and then you brought it up, I think.
I said, remember you said I looked old?
She's like, yeah. And I was like,
because you're big.
I said, that's not nice to say. And she goes, but she is old. And I said, no, that's not nice to say. Probably don't say that. And she goes, but it's because she's big. And I know what she meant.
I know what she meant too, but the way it's coming out is so funny.
Yes. She meant adult. But
by both of those. Yeah, you know, exactly. She meant by both those.
Yes.
She didn't literally mean it. You know, I look like fucking no. Santa Claus, but the way it comes out is so fucking funny.
The timing
funny.
Also yes. was like perfect. Thank you, yes. Santana.
Yes, you make me feel really good.
Yeah, she's been flashing on all of us lately.
Really?
Just about different shit, like wanting something or like not wanting us to say. Like last night, she didn't want me to tell Bunny something she told me. And I was like, we don't have to keep secrets. I was like, she's not going to laugh. We don't have to keep secrets. And she was like, no, don't tell her. And I was like, it's fine. Don't keep a secret from her. I didn't want her to get into keeping secrets because it wasn't something to keep a secret about. So I was like trying to explain to her, like, we don't have to keep secrets. And then she like got mad, pointed in my face, was like, I'm not your friend. You're a whore. You're a bad mom. You're a really bad mom. I'm not your best friend. All this called me ugly.
Do you ever say you're a really bad daughter, right? Or
no.
You're being a really not nice daughter.
No, I don't even. I just tell her it's not nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't mean that. But
she's like, I do. Fuck you.
Yeah, she will really.
Yeah.
Should like try to hit you where it hurts.
You know what? that's when a little bit of baby Maria fucking slides out. Like young Maria.
Yeah. Hey, not to get to notes already, but because we usually do our personal shit first, I know. But I have in my notes something that kind of correlates with that. Left-handed people feel emotions like fear and anger more intensely. I read about a study. I read a study the other day that was about that. And the science is the right hemisphere of the brain, which is dominant in left-handed people, is the area that processes emotions. So we feel emotions more vividly, which is horrible fucking news for left-handed people. But I got to thinking about it, and the left-handed people that I know personally are more intense. And I thought it was due to like neurodivergence or whatever, but now it totally makes sense because like I have an ex that is left-handed also. And
it's only those two emotions? I mean, well, anger? Those
mostly, but it's all that emotions vividly, but especially those, anger and sadness.
You know what? After
and being, I was like, yeah, it might check out.
A little bit, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, my BPD for sure plays a part from my 1 to 1,000.
That.
But a lefty, on top of being left-handed, it's great bitch. Times. It's chaos. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, this is horrible fucking news. And she's left-handed also. So I read it and I was like, I could see it.
Yeah.
Comparing it to the left-handed people I know. I could fucking see it.
Junior.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
As someone who has been so fucking hypersensitive my whole fucking life and just felt like the sadness, the empathy, the grief, the feel bad fucking emotions, like to the 900th power.
Mm-hmm. It's a trauma response.
I think I would much rather
be right-handed.
Be left-handed at this point. I would much rather fucking be angry instead of sad.
But sadness also. It's anger and sadness the most. You don't want it intensified than what you're already compounding. I just want the
anger.
Yeah.
I would rather have the anger.
It's growing on you. You're getting there.
Yes. Yep.
I've witnessed some.
Yeah. The patience is fucking definitely dwindling with age. It's with perimenopause.
Yeah.
And I think it's just like, I'm at a point where I'm like,
don't get upset. Just
tired, you know, like.
Yeah, don't get upset.
It just feels like so much weight, having so much responsibility, like for years, not just myself or my kids, you know, like.
Yeah, your whole family. What I would really like you
to
do.
And I don't want
to
do it. And I said,
like, it's time to delegate some of that. Like, give other people some of the load, you know? Like, yeah. You have to get better about that.
And I definitely I'm a little bitter. No, don't be sorry.
It's hard when you already aren't feeling good. I've been feeling
like this for like 4 days.
Yeah.
Just very
It sucks.
Kind of just done. I don't know how to explain it. Like, you know, I told you Carolyn is the last. God, and I put on fucking makeup today. What a stupid fucking bitch.
It's not messed up.
The last. Carolyn's burden. The last person I'm looking after. Like, as far as adults in this family, everybody else, you got to go to a homeless shelter.
I mean, even.
Not to be like that.
Even Carolyn, though, I feel like some of these grocery trips and some of this other shit, like some people have to play a part and pick up some of the responsibility, too. It's unfair for that to all be 100% on you. And I get it. They have lives and jobs and families, too, and all that. But so do you. Like, why are you the default?
You know, Will helps a lot, I will say. But I get so mad at Richard and I don't care.
I mean, yeah,
I do. I get very mad at him because even when he lived fucking three blocks,
And I would ask him to take her home. You know, it would always be an issue. It's an issue. And it's like, bro, you have no idea how much of my life has been monopolized by...
You manage her life like as if she's one of your kids, which, you know, before, like maybe it was easier. I just feel like it's gotten harder. You have older kids, you have kids with issues, you have your own issues. Like there's a lot going on. Yeah. It would be nice if he would fucking step up. You know what I'm saying? And like help, just help sometimes. Once a week, help.
Yes. Like, for instance, Sunday when Stevie had prom and, or Saturday when she had prom. And we needed to work, and the yard work had to get done that day at Carolyn's. It would have been, and Will was at work. It would have been so fucking nice to have Richard go, it's cool, sis. You and Maria fucking go handle your work, and I'll make sure the yard work gets done.
You don't even have to do it. You could just fucking be there so that it can get done. Yeah. Yes. But, you know, also maybe, you know, he's not going to volunteer. I feel like no one is really going to volunteer. You have to just like start fucking putting people on the spot and asking.
Yeah. You know what? That's why I stopped, because I kept, you know.
You don't want conflict, but.
And it was always an issue, a reason why you can't fucking, you know what I mean? So, but. Something got to give, you know, like something has to give.
Yeah.
I'm overwhelmed. Sorry. I don't mean to fucking cry. And
that's all right.
Be a big bitch.
You were just explaining to Peas that it's okay to cry. Sometimes you have to let a little pressure open the valve a little bit. Let a little pressure out sometimes. Yeah.
I've been feeling like this for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm just done.
And poor Mark is spread so thin. Like, he wears everybody 12 in the family. Different hats. Like, so it's like...
Everybody.
Who else, you know what I'm saying, is going to step up and help with some shit?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even ask. I try not to ask Mark.
Yeah, I wouldn't ask him. For anything. But I would ask your brothers, and I would ask your mom.
Yeah. Well, Mom, Charlene's going to throw money.
Yeah, that's not good enough.
She's going to throw money.
Yeah.
Will help when he's not at work, but you know, he just started the new manager job fucking 2 days ago, so it's like 10-hour days fucking. Yeah. So, but that other one over there who got some free, who don't got kids, and I'm not saying if you don't have kids,
then your open schedule is open. Yeah, we don't mean that.
No, but I'm saying
there's some spare time.
1,000%.
You can find it. Yeah.
1,000%. And I hope he hears this. And, you know, we're all going through some shit.
We all got some
shit.
But
fucking help, man. It's just really unfair, I feel like.
I have some more good news for you.
What I do, kidnap a kid?
So severe sinus infections, severe recurrent sinus infections. I mean, I'm just going to say deep throating causes them. Leia sent me something earlier and said,
"You and Leia can both get the fuck out."
I think I know why Crystal is having these sinus. And I said, you know, I think she has something to tell us. And she was like, yeah. And I said, I'm going to let her know today that we're onto her shit. Severe sinus infections can be caused from gagging on dick. And I think you need to come clean and maybe be honest with what's happening, because you have them severely and quite often. So maybe tone it down, scale back a little bit.
Poor Mark. Poor Mark right now, bitch. Because if I could ask him when the last time I gagged on anything. Poor fucking Mark. He don't even get rewarded for helping my whole family lately.
Oh.
And I feel bad, but... God damn, I'm so spent myself.
And perimenopause, God.
It's fucked up, dude. I mean, it's really hard to understand if you're not going through it, haven't been through it, or will never experience it, you know? It looks like we're fucking batshit, like it does, you know? I feel batshit. I do. One minute I'm like all happy, the next minute I'm fucking raging.
It's like not having control over your... I don't want to say senses, but like your body and also your mental and
anything.
Like, It's a roller coaster that you didn't ask to get on. It's really rude.
It is. And I, as someone who's been used to being so patient as an adult, like,
yeah,
and that has dissipated. Sometimes I don't like who I am. Like, I don't like my reactions to certain things. But it fucking sucks, you know? Yeah. You know, Stacy messaged me, or us.
Stacy.
Oh,
that we know.
Yes.
Girl, I thought you meant at the old injector's office.
Stacy messaged me and was like, tell Maria, fuck that bitch.
Bye. I'm about to go beat her ass. Bye.
I'm driving there right now.
I'm driving there right the fuck now. Oh, that's... hold on, Stacy. What the fuck did she have to say?
I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, I don't know no Stacy's.
Fuck her.
I do know a Stacy. Okay. Yes. What did she say? Is she dealing with it too?
So she messaged us and she was like, hey, you... I thought I was going fucking crazy until you guys started talking about perimenopause and your ADHD getting so much worse going through it. She said, I thought I was losing my fucking mind. And
I mean, you kind of are, but at least you know why.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wish I had a dollar for every time I found my phone in the fridge, dude. Or fucking didn't have my car all the way in park.
Left it running or, yeah.
Came out of the grocery store and my trunk's up, like, wild shit. You know, so she was like, I just want to thank you guys so much. Like, you really fucking brought awareness. And that's exactly what was happening with me.
It's something that you think would happen later in life. 50s. Right.
We're not old.
We're not. And I didn't think I would be experiencing these symptoms already. I blame you partly. I think you got them first. And then my body and life likes to copy yours or something. Follow your lead.
It's really fucked the way our lives fucking...
mirror.
I've never had that happen with anybody else.
Yeah, I didn't ask for it. I didn't. And it's really rude. And it's even periods. Like, yeah.
Death,
everything. Hot flashes, lots of shit. I didn't ask for it. So anyway, I wasn't expecting to even think about any of this shit. And then my period started disappearing. And I was like, oh my God, my body is doing what the fuck she be complaining about. It's like, really ugly. No. It's really ugly and fucking stupid. And I do think my labia minora is shrinking.
Do you?
Not that I had much to begin with, but I was looking the other day when I was shaving and I was like inspecting and I was like, I think it's fucking evaporating. I'm not mad.
It's no, the
who cares
part.
About that part anyway? Yeah, who cares? Shrink some of that majora is what you need to do, bitch.
Same.
That's what the fuck
Take
needs.
Some of my majora
that
fuck.
Fucking, yeah, reduce that. If you're
so
gonna
I can wear jeans
shit.
Without looking like
Leggings,
I got on
yeah.
a fucking...
I don't have to have fucking sweatshirts or something covering a muffin everywhere I go.
So I don't look like I'm wearing a fucking jock strap with a cup shoved in it, bitch.
Smuggling a hamburger. Everything
yes. Oh my God. Please take the majora.
Shrink
fuck.
The majora, bitch. Yeah, that's fucking rude.
It's so fucking rude. Yeah. God damn.
But weird things are happening. But, you know, I haven't had any orgasms in a while and I'm getting hot flashes again. So I'm going to go back to my go-to remedy and I'm going to fucking hopefully at my next call, like I think it's tomorrow or the next day. Like hopefully I get some then and then this can stop for a while because I've been pouring in sweat.
Yeah.
And it makes me want to punch my hand through drywall. Yeah.
I something or not I am, but. Something she said that just filled me with dread.
What?
You know how I made it to like 10 months with no period and then I got one.
Oh, and it started over.
So you have to start over. And so for those that don't know, once you hit a year of no period,
you're officially
in menopause, right? Well, I made it to 10 months. God was like, tricked you, bitch. And so
I made it to like maybe seven or something.
Fucked up?
And then I was like, oh, here we go.
She said she made it to 10 months three times.
Someone's going to be in jail. Someone's going to be in fucking jail.
Maria, if it goes anything like how I've been feeling the past few days.
When it comes back for me, I'm like, okay, I have this weird hope that I'll get them more often. Like, okay, maybe I'll just get back to normal. That's never it.
Give me one or the other. Because my periods were so fucking predictable, right?
Yeah.
I knew exactly when they were coming. They were fucking 3.5 days. We were good. They were really painful and like nausea and throwing up and shit. But I knew when they were like.
And what you had to deal with. Yeah.
Yes. This, the everyone who know, I don't like surprises. I don't do well with them. Again, a nice little fun trauma fucking trauma response. I hate them.
Yeah.
But. It's like getting a fucking perpetual surprise, you know, like.
Yeah. You can't plan for I don't know. And then lately I've been having these fucking symptoms and no period shows up. But like I'll have to take Advil for cramps because I have cramps so fucking bad. Yep. I have the headache. Have the nausea and the feeling like, oh, it's going to start today.
Yep.
And then it never shows up.
It's been like that for 3 months.
Yeah. It's good times.
So I feel like. Give me my periods or give me nothing.
Yeah.
Don't do this. I've been a good person, universe.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So, but once you're officially in 12 months, right, menopause, then does it get better or you go through menopause for a while? How does that work?
I don't know. That's going to be a surprise.
It's a fun guessing game.
Hey, Charlene fucking went through hot flashes for 12 years. So I don't even ask her no more questions.
Oh, nobody wants to hear that.
And she did not do any type of hormone replacement.
She just wrote it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another lady in my family.
I don't even have no ladies I can ask in my fucking family. Like, so it's a real guessing game.
Right. So her sister... chose to do hormone replacement therapy.
Did it help?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So there's always that option, I guess. But doesn't it increase cancer risk?
So years ago, but the newer ones do not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
No one asked for any of this shit.
I put a note in my phone at my next primary care appointment.
To ask.
Yeah, you know, she's both my... both. And so I wanted to talk to her about all options and
yeah
because you know you're fucking because vaginal dryness is another one that will fucking pop up. Like there's so much. I know you guys love to hear about this.
This is great content for you guys.
There's so great, many fucked up things
great
that come
content
or could come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was going to talk to her about hormone replacement therapy, her opinion. I really value it. So,
yeah.
And just see, you know.
I need to make an appointment with my primary care, whoever the fuck that is. I think her name is Kim.
I need to
make. And just like discuss some shit.
Yeah. It's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
I need to make an appointment with Dr. Kevorkian.
Or that.
Remember him?
Yes. In the 90s. Yes, he stayed in the fucking news. Yes.
Dr. Kevorkian was a doctor in the 90s that, like, what was he? The doctor of death.
Dr. Death, yeah.
He would do assisted suicides.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people were in a fucking uproar over it. You know, he's a murderer. Like,
let people do what they want.
And I'm like, he's a fucking angel.
He
of
is.
Death,
he's
bitch.
Doing the Lord's work.
Shit.
Let that man work.
God damn, if people want to go, let him go.
Yeah.
Speaking of death, I was watching a reel. You know, I've been trying to stay away from Glitch in the Matrix fucking
oh,
shit.
Oh, God. We don't need another one.
But the girl, Tesca Vision or whatever, her reel popped up. And she, what's it called when you put someone else's reel on it? God damn it. Stitch it. She stitched this other girl,
yeah,
woman, and the woman had a baby. She said her whole life she always would get these memories, but she grew up uber religious and was told that can't be possible, it's the devil, it's a sin, you know,
it's called schizophrenia. These unknown experiences that she has no idea where they're coming from. There's another name, honey. Shut up, bitch. So it's call called, them memories it's if called you want.
Multiple fucking personality disorder. Right. So, there's call a new them name for it now.
If you want to, right. I guess.
It's a cute little yeah. name.
Right. What the fuck?
So fucking.
So what does she think? It's her past life peeking through.
Listen. Crazy shit. So she would be drawn to like certain time period and like remember outfits that she had, like things that she had out clothes she had sewn herself, things like this. And she kept, you know, because of her religion that she followed, I guess, hardcore.
They were like, just pray it away, girl.
You fucking sinner.
Yeah.
Sinning.
It's bitch. The devil.
Yeah. So she had her first child. She got postpartum depression really bad. Mm-hmm. She tried meds, all this shit. Finally, she was like, I'm just going to try hypnotherapy. Like someone had referred her and said it worked. Mm-hmm.
To get some repressed memories or something? Or like,
I don't know. I guess for the postpartum.
Oh, postpartum. Okay. I'm thinking about like the.
So while she was there.
Yeah.
You know, she said she thought long and hard about it because it's a fucking sin. Mm. But she was like, do you do past regression, life regression? And the hypnotherapist is like, I do. And she's like, okay, well, let me think about it. And she's like, I thought really long and hard about it because I knew like, it.
Do it, but don't tell anybody that I did this.
She's like, it goes against everything I was ever taught or whatever. She ends up doing it. She remembers so much details down to knowing the suitcase she was holding in her vision. Inside of it was the wedding dress she had sewn herself. Mm-hmm. Like crazy details. Well, she was a third class passenger on the Titanic, right? Mm. So she researches if this woman that she supposedly was has any living relatives. She did. Mm. It took her 6 years after finding them, but she finally contacted them. And she's like, I know this is going to sound really crazy, but please, I promise I'm sane.
Very bold of her to reach out.
And she's like, I'm going to tell you some stuff that will be very questionable, but please just let me finish. And then if you think I'm batshit, you can hang up. Never fuck with me, right? So she tells him everything, details that she was a third. She remembers being a third class passenger on the Titanic, that she was very close to, that she was boarded the ship as a single woman. She was very close to another family on the ship. A husband, wife, and they had a child, that she knew she was on her way to New York to meet up with her fiance, who she was going to be marrying. But when she saw one of the captains of the ship, she would get these butterflies, and that they actually danced one night after dinner.
They danced all right.
And she would get these woo feelings, but she felt horrible about it. Mm-hmm. But she didn't know why she felt horrible remembering that, because she didn't know yet that she had a fiance in New York. She only knew she had a wedding dress she had sewn in her suitcase. She was going to New York, blah, blah, blah. So she remembers all these details. She remembers feeling immense guilt when she got on the very last lifeboat. And she was able to get on as a third class passenger, she shouldn't have been able to get on that lifeboat.
Yeah.
But because she had
her hookup.
Googly eyes from the captain, he actually grabbed her and put her on the fucking boat. So she's telling this woman's relative, living relative, all this. And he's just quiet. Mm-hmm. And he's like, as crazy as it sounds, I 100% believe you. You just told me three different things that there's no way anybody would know. Nobody. Mm. The Googly eyes for the captain. That was kept a huge hush-hush secret, I guess. The sewn wedding dress in the suitcase or something like that. And there was one more. Either way, they've stayed in contact. She actually, so the woman's name was, I think, Sarah Horton from the Titanic. When she was alive, she actually did some paintings, some artwork, things like that. The living relative is sending them to her.
Wow. That's crazy.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
I believe that. I mean, I watched that show, Something About Death, that I talked about before on Netflix, and it talks about people having like near-death experiences.
The little
and there
boy.
Was a little kid, yeah, and he had these memories of like being a pilot or something, and they confirmed everything he was talking about. And yeah, I think it's like cases of, well, in her case, I don't know, but I was going to say like reincarnation.
Yeah.
And just maybe you don't completely detach until a certain age. That's what they were saying. Like, that's why it's common for kids to have these memories. And then as they get older, they don't remember anything that they were talking about before. I think like you detach at some point.
For sure.
Yeah. But in her case, I don't know.
Would you do hypnotherapy? Would you do
hypnosis? I think I have a lot of trauma. I wanted to, but I think I have a lot of trauma that I don't need to show back up. I think there would be a lot of shit that would come out that I don't want to know. Like maybe being molested, maybe shit I don't need. If I don't have it, it's for a reason. It's like my brain doing me a solid.
Yeah. If you could be guaranteed that no trauma doors would open, just the past life.
Oh, past life shit?
Yeah, for past life regression. Like,
maybe. Yeah.
Would you want to know?
Maybe. I'm not really interested. I don't really give a fuck, honestly. See,
I've always fucking really loved that shit.
Really? Yeah, I don't think I care.
I hope I was a coked out backup dancer for Elton John.
Oh my God. For Elton John, of all people.
I know. You don't pick even have any better than dancers. That.
Yeah, no. What the fuck?
For Rick James, okay?
Yeah.
You know, that was some party. But if I could, dude, I would be shocked if something came through that I didn't already remember, you know?
For your own life.
Yeah, my own. I would be very shocked.
Every now and then, though, there's shit that you didn't remember. Like, we just talked about one the other day, and I can't think of what the fuck it was, but
I forget sometimes.
I think I remember now what it was, but it's not appropriate to say. But you were like, I'm so glad my brain didn't remember that.
Oh.
And mine did. So it's kind of like, yeah. One thing that made me feel better about that, though, because I have so many gaps in my memory, like whole blocks of time that I don't have any memories of. I have a niece that is about 22, maybe. And I was around her recently, and she told me she has blocks of her childhood and shit that she has no fucking memory of. And I was like, thank you, because I thought it was just because I'm old and like my brain is tired.
No, I've seen online there's actually quite a few people.
She has blocks of time.
Does she have trauma?
Yes. So I'm like, that makes me feel better. It's not just because my brain is like older and like losing shit necessarily. Maybe it just got rid of it because it's like, it's not going to do you no good, so you don't need it.
Mine's like 1991, 1992, 1993, August 94.
Yeah, fucking that's bitch. Fucked up. Yeah.
Some shit I would love to forget.
Yeah, I
but
bet.
I would definitely do the hypnotherapy for
do it.
Past life
There's
shit.
A lot of people that do that. I see it all the time. People that offer that, people that have done it. It wouldn't be hard to find somebody.
Yeah. Maybe we'll fucking Patreon. Do it for an experience. Yeah, I'm like, maybe we'll do it for our fucking Patreon. I'll do
it. They tell me something I don't want to know, and I fucking snap. And then it's me in jail. Go fund me. Get her out. Yeah, who knows? One thing that's creepy that about ghosts that I saw, and I don't know if you saw this, but Tesla owners, if you have a Tesla, which hopefully you don't, but if you do,
light it on fire.
They have like this biometric, what's it called? Hold on. there were a couple different names for the type of technology. Biometric camera. So their camera, you know, that spots motion or whatever, a building, whatever in the way, is so advanced that it detects shit that the human eye can't see.
So
there's a million videos that I went and spent the afternoon watching a bunch of them of people who drive them in graveyards, cemeteries. And it will literally show like one person walking, multiple people walking, and then they show out the windshield. There's no one there, but it'll show. It doesn't work for everybody and it doesn't work every time, but it'll do it there. And another hot spot that I watched videos from was at a fucking hospital. A lot of fucking spirits walking around the fucking what was that?
Fuck.
That was a ghost.
An air burp. The ghost forced it. It was a spirit. Past life coming out.
But no, a hospital also. And it was like where you walk, where you pull up to the emergency. It was a bunch of little people on the screen that would come up or be passing by. And you look out the windshield. No one's fucking there.
Let's borrow someone's Tesla.
I know. I was like, wow. I would love someone
drive us. I don't even want to drive it.
I would love to fucking do that.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
There's two people we can ask.
Really? Okay, well, we should do it then. So, hello, if you're listening.
Cop friend.
We have a field trip to go on.
Come get us.
For Patreon.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
We're ready. I would want to do it.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And I watched so many videos. If you just search like Tesla graveyard, Tesla hospital, Tesla camera, so many fucking come up.
And they're like very... you can... fucking tell it's a ghost and shit.
Well, it's the little person that comes up on the screen. It's like it shows multiple people and it'll show where, you know, in your direction that you're going. It'll show and then some of them will just disappear, you know? And yeah, it's crazy.
I would love to do that.
I believe it.
For sure.
Yeah. And somebody was breaking down the science of it and they were explaining like it's the same type of detection that like ghost hunters use when they have those meters. Those kind of meters are the same technology that's in the car to find obstructions. So that's why
that's it can
detect what the human eye can't see.
So Teslas come with ghost hunter.
Ghost hunter mobiles. Yeah.
Ghostbusters.
Yep. Yeah. Scooby-Doo type mystery machine.
I mean, that's kind of cool, but still fuck you, Elon.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you remember when, like, the really old fucking episodes of, I was about to say America's Most Wanted, Unsolved Mysteries? We were little, like the very first ones, and they would show ghost stories and shit, and it would be a photo that someone captured with a Polaroid. And they would be like, and nobody saw it at the dinner table, but
the camera picked it up. Yeah.
Yeah. There was always so many like,
yeah, I believe that
for sure.
Yeah.
Would you rather look like mirror you or camera you?
I saw your post that you hope it's mirror.
Oh yeah.
I think I'm the same.
I hate camera me.
But knowing that neither one is accurate is fucked up.
It's scary. You know what's fucking...
It's annoying.
You know, it really fucked with me one day when I was thinking about it. Like, it made me fucking... about to have a fucking panic attack.
Why?
You, me...
have never seen you.
Yes. We will never know what we look like.
Well, we talked about that when that video was going around of a lady saying, you know, people used to look at themselves in water reflections and shit and barely get an idea of what they look like. And people didn't care as much. And I kind of wish we were still like that. But you really don't have any idea what you really look like.
I know.
Yeah.
I just hope it ain't fucking like that camera.
Shut up.
Especially that front motherfucker boy.
Really? You think it's, you see a big difference?
Oh my God, with the fucking, and I need, Apple, you motherfuckers, why do you keep doing updates? God damn, sit the fuck down, man.
My phone don't even have the storage for another update, so I don't even know what operating system I'm on right now.
My God, I hate it. I liked my camera.
Your Nokia, your fucking...
I liked my LG flip phone that held 4 fucking photos.
You want that camera back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Even my fucking iPhone camera on my 8, I feel was better than this shit. And then this phone was better before what it was like fucking 6-7 updates ago. Probably 6 updates ago. Before they... So what happens now is when I take a photo, the photo changes. I like take the photo, I look at it.
It focuses.
I'm looking at it and it fucking enhances. It shows every
lots of sunspot,
every mole fucking.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Can't you go in your settings and like change something?
Girl, I even did it on the phone with Apple because I was like, I'm going to snap this fucking phone if you don't help me. And he walked me through everything and we did everything we could.
Yeah.
And it's still fucking hardcore. Like,
no, you still get the enhanced focus.
You still get to self-harm every day.
Shut the fuck up. Shut up.
Every day I just put another one.
Shut
fucker.
Fuck.
Hate that. I'm just kidding.
They're about to start selling dirty Air Force Ones.
I'm not even shocked.
I will snap. Don't do that. I'm already tired and was already fed up with the people that were wearing them way beyond
You know,
and I'm all for wear whatever you want, but like, I already don't like white shoes. If you've never ever noticed, she doesn't even like
white anything.
I don't.
She really don't. But shirts. No, it's shoes. True.
Yeah.
You really don't. I really don't. Think about it.
I really don't. You're right.
You're a mayonnaise hater.
You're fucking right. I don't own a pair of white shoes. Let's start there. I don't. And there's a reason. I just hate them. I hate them so fucking much. Clean, I hate them.
And I love white with color, and I'm a dirtbag.
Oh, I hate them.
I'm a dirty little boy.
So I'm like, don't even start this shit.
You know what's fucked up is I was just saying how much I love the younger generation because when we were in school, it was matchy-matchy. Everything crisp. Motherfuckers ironed creases in their jeans.
Yeah.
It was like
ironed, like
latest and greatest. You know, and
yeah.
When
very
you're,
materialistic.
When you're little and poor and you can't afford that shit, you know, it fucks sucks, with you. Right?
Yeah.
And I was saying I really love how these newer generations
don't care.
Thrifting.
Thrift.
Secondhand.
Rewear outfits.
Not matchy-matchy.
Yeah, we'll wear whatever.
I love that.
And not like when we were growing up, it was like a problem to rewear an outfit, like to be seen in the same outfit twice. Kids now don't give a fuck about that either.
And I love it.
Yeah,
I love that. And I was saying, I love that they wear fucking dirty Air Forces. I used it as an example.
Maybe that's a good
thing. Here's the difference.
What?
But here's the difference. They're wearing dirty Air Forces because they bought them new and they have dirtied them.
Yeah.
I can't fucking stand these corporations, shit like Prada or fucking
Golden Goose,
Gucci, all that shit.
That sell worn looking
dirty
Balenciaga.
Fucking you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You motherfuckers that create this shit, that regularly buy it, you wouldn't fucking throw a nickel at a houseless person wearing that originally.
But you want the aesthetic. Yeah.
It's fucking sick,
but you
bro.
Know what? I will say though, maybe there's a good side to wearing the dirty Air Force Ones because they like them selling them like that now, because then maybe the people that can't afford new ones won't be shamed.
If they like buy some secondhand or something.
If they have on dirty fucked up ones, you don't know if they bought them like that or if they can't afford new ones. So maybe there's a bright side to it. I'm like, just don't wear white shoes, period. Let's do that. I don't care. New or old. Crispy or worn, just don't wear them, period.
Ever.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
white shoes bother the fuck
I don't like them all white, but I like a little, I like them white base with some color. And I'm opposite. I love mayonnaise. I'll eat hunks of it.
And you love white shirts.
Love white shirts.
I'm like, we're not doing white merch ever. Never. We don't need it.
We sneak in one every now and then. I fuck it.
When it's forced. When it's forced.
Hates fucking white shit.
I hate it.
And
white
I love
people,
it.
White fucking condiment. No, I'm just kidding. Kind of. A little bit.
A smidge. Hey, yeah. You know what? To each their own. Listen, I'm with you on some of them things, though. God damn it. Mary, mother of God.
You and your fucking sinus infections. I just saw that note.
So funny.
We know the truth.
Yeah. You know, hold on. Let me.
Okay, we have some write-ins.
Wait, hold on. I want to say something.
Okay, we're back. No, we're not.
Nope.
What the fuck is in your mouth?
The tag.
Oh.
So, we lost a member of the HD family. Piss over ice.
Oh. Yeah.
And I'm being funny.
If you remember that episode.
The dude that accidentally drank the fucking piss. Hey. Accidentally drank the piss at my house. What the fuck is that?
What is that? How have you been able to live freely without fucking bullying for that?
No, because why isn't even an accidental option to drink piss at my house?
Why is that even an occurrence? A possibility?
Hey, yeah. He could have fucked my shit up.
I would have been like, Channel 5 News, let me tell you what the fuck happened to me.
So listen, my friend fucking Dave called me to tell me, right? And when we were younger, Dave was a motherfucker.
Who's Dave? Oh, the person that called you?
And told me that Piss Over Ice was dead, right?
Mm-hmm. He's not a member of the HD fam.
I was making a joke.
Oh, because I'm like, he wasn't part of our club.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Fuck no.
Part
fuck
of a no. story.
Yeah, so okay. I was making a joke, okay. You know? Absolutely not, especially after the shit I learned. But, you know, my friend Dave that had called and told me was a motherfucker when we were younger. Like, I'll never forget one time I was young, like 15, but I went to buy some weed from him. Mm-hmm. And he tried to be funny and touch my butt. So I fucking, slapped him and was like, don't do that, bro. He went, boom, dipped me on the ground. Like, was crazy, right? Lucky you grew up into a good guy, motherfucker. He's apologized a million times as adults. But
mm-hmm. I mean, you slapped him. I get it. I see both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't touch my butt.
Don't touch your butt. But also, if you slap don't a man, expect to get absolutely. Dipped on your fucking back.
Bitch, and it was like a... Psh,
psh. Yeah.
And again, he's apologized a million times as an adult, and... It was funny on the phone yesterday. I was like, you know, I'm really proud of the human you grew into. Like, you have.
That's good.
Like, I never would have fucking thought. Like, good empathy, kindness. And he accredits it to the universe giving him multiple daughters.
Oh.
Yes. And well, when you want boys.
I mean, that's good that he turned out that way, because I know some.
Yes.
I won't name any fucking names, but I know some that have damn near all daughters and they're still really not good guys.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's really fucked.
Yep.
So I wake up the day before. Today's Wednesday. Nope, Tuesday, right?
Tuesday.
Yep, I wake up. I guess I woke up yesterday, you guys. It's felt like 6 days in fucking...
Today's Tuesday. Let me double check. Now you got me questioning my reality. It's Tuesday. Yes.
Yes. What the fuck? Oh my God. It feels like it's been 3 days in this week. I wake up yesterday at 7:30 to a text from 7 a.m. and it was just like, Piss Over Ice is dead. But it was like,
their name?
Only their last
or it
name.
Said that.
No.
Oh, okay.
Only their last
I'm
name.
Like, do they know the story too?
No, I kept my word. I never told.
Wow.
Partially because it makes me look bad.
You broadcasted on our show to all of our
I did. I told the story,
as
but
an
I.
an adult, though. I mean, like later.
And yeah. I never said his name.
Oh, yeah. True.
But let me share with y'all some things I learned after this person passed. And,
So just so we're clear, the person that drank the piss passed.
Yes. You know, there's this expectation, this like unwritten expectation that when people die, like they're all of a sudden martyrs and we can't say anything bad about them, right? Because they're dead and they can't defend themselves. I'm like, but
speak for yourself. But
that's how I feel.
Yeah.
I feel I don't give a fuck if you're dead. If you were a motherfucker, you were a motherfucker.
There's a lot of people that have died and should have, and there's some that still should and haven't yet. So I don't subscribe to that.
Thank you. I don't either.
Yeah.
But it was brought to my attention recently when I had written the thing in the group, and this woman was like, you know, I really, really like and love and admire you because you're not afraid to speak the truth, even though somebody has died. And I was like, why would I not? You know, yeah. Like even my dad, like I love my dad, you know, and yeah. I love the changes he made to become the semi-decent person he was at the end of his life. My dad was still a fucking monster.
He was still not going to act like a terrorizer. All the bad things are erased.
No.
Once you get on a good path or whatever. Yeah.
No, my mom is fucked up forever because he was a monster, you know? So, and you know, we're just not big secret keepers,
right?
You know, if you're a fucker, you're a fucker. So I'm on the, I talked to a few people yesterday. Over the course of the day, when we were younger, Piss Over Ice was one of the cool guys at school. Not like the coolest, but you know, like, mm-hmm. They also grew up in an uber religious home, you know, like church twice a week, fucking very God-fearing,
yeah.
Two-parent household, things like that, right? I don't know if you guys remember, but Piss Over Ice actually lived with me and my ex for a year, fed him, clothed him, all those, not clothed him, he wasn't my child, but like fed him, you know?
Yeah.
Shit like that. That's the one where I would go to use my deodorant and there would be big, long man hairs, armpit hairs on it.
Oh, it would have been time to pack up at that point.
Listen, I'd go to use my toothbrush. It'd feel wet and I didn't use it. So
don't play with me.
We were housing you, feeding you. Couldn't even buy your own products. So at the end of that year, I had had it. And, you know, I loved Piss Over Ice. Like that was my dog, you know. But
ain't that much love?
No. And the selfish behaviors, like we're giving so much.
And
like,
you still feel I'm entitled.
Fucking paying rent and bills.
To my fucking personal shit. Oh my God.
That made me really look at them a different way, right? Mm-hmm. But I've always been cool with them, always got some love for them, right? Mm-hmm. So I learned this person was, you know, in a relationship, not very much man, fucking was not working.
You thought they were cool, right? You thought they were like an okay person. Like I remember their name coming up not that long ago.
Yep.
And you were like, they're not a bad guy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, mm-hmm. not vouched, but kind of.
Yes, yeah. I would have. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Now, I don't fuck around. So, from what I understand, they never worked. They were one of those that, like, lived off their partners all the time.
Lived off whoever.
Yeah. So.
That's a sign of psychopathy, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, he was living off a partner for some years. The partner got really sick in and out of the hospital. They're trying to figure out what's wrong. She was like, I need you to pay the bills. Well, from my understanding, Poi, Piss Over Ice.
Mm-hmm. For short.
Poi was fucking a really bad alcoholic. That's sad, but a really bad alcoholic to the point where he would try and stop and would go into convulsions. And mm-hmm. if you don't know, alcohol withdrawals are the most deadly. You can die from them if not done properly. However, you know, she was like, I need you to pay the bills. I'm fucking going through it. I can't work, blah, blah, blah. Well, he's wigging out. fucking stressing out, nervous breakdown, calling other friends like, I can't fucking do it, bro, blah, 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 blah. And his friend's like, motherfucker, man up. Like,
yeah,
she took care of you for all these years. Like, fucking return the favor.
Yeah.
He freaks out, you know, gets off the phone. Some days go by. He freaks out.
She just got scared.
Oh, okay. Probably the dogs, huh? Mm-hmm. And so he calls friend back and it's like, I can't do it, bro. And he had this dog that would be posted on social media. I remember seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
So he calls his friend back and is like, I put a bag over my dog's head and strangled it. I killed it. Let's say a prayer for Jesus. And my friend,
because they were under pressure
to pay some fucking bills, bro. Come to find out, the partner had given them their bank account information and just wanted them to pay the bills.
With their money.
Yeah.
Not even with his money. Not yeah. even expecting him to make the money to pay the bills. But the thought of having to actually make the payments with someone else's money overcame him to that point.
To where, not only that, the diabolical part is I remember the RIP post for the dog on Facebook. I fucking remember it.
That person was on their way to
hell,
canceling out a person.
No, for real. That's
we've learned that as humans.
Because after I was told this information, right? It was very hard. Like, I still don't know how those connect. How does stress
make you strangle
and kill
your fucking pet?
Unless you have it in you to be a fucking killer.
Well, why? Yeah, you do.
Why aren't you punching walls like regular psychotic men?
Yeah. They were either on their way to doing something or they've already done it and couldn't deal with it. Because did you talk about that already? How they don't know what happened to him? Like, did he take his own life?
They don't know.
Yeah.
They have no idea. He was just found, you know, on the ground, and paramedics were called. And
I'm curious if he did it himself, because then I'm looking at it like, okay, you did something that you probably can't deal with, or you were on your way to it. Because that, you don't do that to an animal. And like, yeah.
No. Like, that's why sick. Is harming
And then this telling your creature, friend, let's pray for it?
And my friend was like, bro, your white Jesus is fucking why you probably did the shit in the first place, homie. Like, absolutely not. But to be able to kill something that has loved you unconditionally. And some people may not think it's okay that I'm speaking about this on here. I don't give a fuck. I don't. Because yeah. it's how I feel.
Yeah.
And I remember when I would confront fucking Poi all them years ago, when them big, long armpit man armpit hairs would be on my fucking deodorant and they would deny using it.
But oh, my God.
There's only one other man in the house and I'm sleeping with him at the time. I know what his armpit hairs look like and they don't look like this, bro.
That is gross. That makes me wonder what else were they doing.
No apology. No, my bad. No, I'll get you a new one. No.
Nothing. Denying it.
Yes.
Well, he deserved the look at the universe. The universe knew he deserved to drink piss. That's why that all happened.
Listen, that's what I said. I said, yeah. Well, now I'm telling everybody.
Yeah.
Because the universe gave you that as a gift because right. it knew
what your type of fucking person
core
you were.
Character.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. There's no feeling bad about that story anymore.
Yeah. No. And
God, disgusting.
Yeah. I felt a little conflicted yesterday. Like, I was sad that they passed, but then I heard that and I was like, I'm not sad. I think I felt sad for who I thought I knew
right.
all those years ago.
Right.
Not
you didn't know they were a bad person.
Who existed. No, and that
well, you knew they were a bum, but you didn't know they were a bad
yeah, person. No, that's a bad person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
Really gross.
Really
funny. Not sad about that.
No. But I'm probably gonna go to the service so I could see everybody.
Hmm.
I don't know. I don't even know if they are doing that, you know.
He don't even deserve a service.
God damn it. Yeah, the killing the fucking poor dog that loved you unconditionally is just
and
wild.
And then putting up RIP posts and then asking Diabolical. Your friend to pray for the passing that you caused.
Like, what?
How about pray for your sanity? Not pray for the dog. Yes. Pray for whatever the fuck is going on inside you.
That's you need to 5150 yourself.
Yeah, he should have been asking for help for that.
Mm-hmm.
But probably didn't see anything wrong with what they did. I don't know. That's fucking scary.
It's scary
as fuck. Just goes back to we have psychopaths all around us and don't even fucking know it.
And what? Yes. And what's even scarier is if you would have asked me 20 years ago, mm-hmm. would this person
be do capable? These things?
I would have said, fuck no.
Yeah.
Fuck
you
no.
You never know. You never fucking know. That's why you got to watch that show that we keep watching.
Dude.
I'm like finishing season 9. I don't even know how many seasons are there?
Nine. That's nine or 10.
I better have another one left. I'm going to be pissed.
I think it's 9 or 10 and I watched them all. I even went back and double checked because you know how I skipped around in the beginning
God,
because I wanted more.
Yeah,
but
they better get on it.
I will say when you're done with that, American Monster is very good.
Okay,
and it's done. The storytelling is done through home videos and interviews.
That'll be good
with the family, the immediate players.
Good,
and so you watch 30 minutes before you even find out who was murdered.
Oh.
So, okay. And so the whole time you're guessing. Like,
where is that? What channel is that on?
It's on Max.
Okay.
Yep. It's it was recommended after.
Good.
It's good. Good.
Because I'll go right into that.
And there's fucking 10, 11 seasons of that too.
Good.
Yeah, it's good. I saw we had a bunch of write-ins.
We do. This one, I think, is a question. I just skimmed through it. So this one I think is safe.
All right.
We got to skim through them now because we've had some that are just not appropriate.
Fuck no.
As expected, there's always going to be some.
Yeah.
But I'll start this one.
Okay.
Okay. Y'all bring me back to life. I've been a fan since 2021. I'm currently going back to the ones I've missed over the years and just finished Hubba Hubba episode. I don't even remember what that was about.
It has Carolyn. To be about Carolyn.
It has to be about Carolyn. It has Carolyn. To be.
Because that's her thing. Hubba Hubba.
I be at work sometimes and I gotta pause it so the customers don't hear. I work in coffee, so I get Ooh. All walks of life and their opinions. I love coffee.
Love coffee. Love it.
My homegirl put me on, and I've been a diehard fan since. Thank Aww. You, homegirl. Story time. How do you guys navigate mother-in-laws? Asking for myself, I've been with my mans for 7 years, and we have a 5-year-old, one on the way, and I still want to mollywop the bitch.
Oh.
My mama raised me to respect my elders, but baby girl, I'm not the one.
Mm.
I'm real close to giving her a piece of my mind. Her son be on my nerves too, because he's scared to stand up for our family
nope.
due to her mental health. He was brought up in this world to raise her instead of her raising him.
Fuck.
I'm empathetic to a degree, but it's time to put that foot down or his mama can come get her son back. No, I'm kidding. I love that big head. On a serious note, how can I bring it up to him without him getting defensive all the fucking time and it be an issue or I'm feeling like I'm walking on eggshells? Thank you and I love y'all. I don't care if you say my name. Mama didn't raise no bitch. That's from Samantha.
First Samantha. Of all, thank you.
So I had trouble with the mother-in-law once upon a time. Kind of bad. We had some bad issues headbutting for some years. But what I did was I expressed all of my issues and concerns and problems and whatever to my partner, because ultimately that's their place,
it's their job,
and that's their responsibility to handle that. You shouldn't have to navigate that, address it, none of that. They should do it. And you need to, it sounds like you need to explain to him, this is not normal. You may have been raised to think certain behaviors, certain things are normal and excused. Make them realize that it's not normal for you to have to deal with certain shit. And, you know, ultimately that's on them.
The problem starts with the fact that your husband essentially raised his mother and not the other way around. So yeah,
that fucking sucks.
He's viewing this almost through a protective parental eye.
Yeah.
It's trauma. He needs fucking therapy, number one. And everyone can benefit from it. But
right.
The fact that he gets defensive when you bring up an issue is a red flag.
Yeah.
So
I would be giving ultimatums.
Absolutely.
And shit. Like, we can't be together if you're not going to stand up to your fucking mom, baby. Like,
no,
you have to address the shit.
Like, the fact that y'all are together, married, whatever, and have children, that should be the primary focus from your man.
Yeah.
And the fact that his mother's feelings and needs are coming first is a fucking problem.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I would just explain it, like, absolutely.
We're at a point where our family, like, we have a family now. Like, it's time to cut the cord and it's time to address certain shit.
I never had issues with a mother-in-law because Mark just, you know, reconnected with his mother after 20 years last year. But I did have serious issues with a father-in-law. And Mark absolutely would talk to him and, you know, put him in his place and things like that. But there were a few times where I thought he was going to, my father-in-law was going to fucking murder suicide all of us. Like, I sat up all night one night when we were living in his house in between homes. And that shit was terrifying. And that morning, I came and fucking found this house and was like, we're out. Like,
yeah.
Because he kept fucking overstepping my parenting, you know?
That's crazy.
I'm like, you had your chance.
Yeah.
These are my fucking children.
Mm-mm.
So I
can't even imagine the father of my kids overstepping my parenting,
right?
Let alone their parents stepping in. Like, I'm not going like for none of that shit.
And I was screaming, like, I had to fight everything in me to not choke him.
Yeah.
So you need to give
sometimes
some ultimatums.
People got to be taught boundaries, got to be given ultimatums. Like, it's unfortunate, but I hear about that a lot, especially with boy moms.
Yes.
I hear about that a lot.
And it's time. Weird. It's time to unpack the trauma.
Yeah.
Unlearn behaviors.
Yeah. Just tell him, like, you have to do this for your family now or you're going to lose them.
Oh, yes. Like, or.
Yeah.
And if you don't, just get comfortable because this will be forever, honestly.
Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that is right.
I
have one pulled up. It's a birthday.
Okay, you read that, and then I got one that I'm excited to read because it's about pap smears. So we're going to find out what that's about.
Speculum queen. Hi, mamas. Pat and Crystal. I am writing in to send a birthday shout out. 429. That's today.
Hey.
To my homegirl, little tourist babe, Melanie. Melon, happy birthday. I'm so glad we're at the point in life where we can reconnect. It feels like the beginning of something special. Life has a way of circling people back when they're meant to walk some of the same path. Despite us both always being in mom mode and trying to grow into the best versions of ourselves. I'm thankful my niece and her siblings have such a cool, hot, and smart mama to look up to. You're doing this mom shit with grace, even when it's got us burnt to a crisp. I wish you nothing but peace, success, and all the good energy this next year. Cheers to new beginnings and the trip around the sun. I can't wait for us to take the kids camping one day and make some core memories. XOXO, evil.
I love that.
Happy birthday, We're Melanie.
Right on time. Happy birthday.
That's a rarity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I have one.
Okay.
Hola, ladies. Just wanted to drop in with a quick and silly pap smear story because we all know how much Thea Pat loves paps. Thea Paps.
Oh, that's her new name, you guys.
So I went in last week for my routine exam. Everything's going fine until we get to the moment. And the NP goes, okay, this is where you might feel a little discomfort. And what does my dumbass do? I start giggling, like full on, can't stop giggling. She pauses and goes, oh, you're laughing? Still giggling. I say, yeah, I tend to laugh through awkward situations. She just nods and says, well, it's better than tensing up and pulling away. At that point, I figure if laughter is really the best medicine, I was absolutely thriving down there. The end. Love, Angie Munoz.
That inappropriate laughter, man.
Yeah, sometimes that shows up at like awkward times.
Oh yeah, in the middle of funerals. I'm looking for one in our DMs that I promised
you would get to.
Yeah, sorry,
I have one.
Okay,
I'll read I'm in sorry. The meantime. Hello. Proud Clubhouse member here writing in because I need some advice about a situation I'm going through with my mother. Mm. It's a touchy subject. I know you both know too well. Apologies if this is long. I'll cut as much as I can. About 2 months ago, I found out my mother has been talking to this guy, which is about the time they started talking. The moment I saw him, I knew he was going to be trouble. Uh-oh. Something in me knew. It's not that, oh, my mom has a new boyfriend, because some of them I've actually liked. Anyways, a couple weeks ago, there was rumors going around that they got married. What the fuck? So I asked her about it and she said it was a joke. This topic came up again and again. I asked her about it and she changed the topic. So I hung up on her. Hmm. I finally got confirmation that she did, in fact, get married as I was sent the marriage certificate and a photo of them in front of the fucking judge. It's time to slap mom. I gave it a few days for her to tell me, but she didn't. After she told you it was a joke.
Oh, my God.
But she didn't. And at this point, they've been married for a month. So today I went over to confront both of them. She initially tried to deny it until I told her I have the marriage license.
Imagine getting a stepdad and, as a surprise.
And it's denied to you. Oh, that's a joke.
Oh, no.
That's, bitch, it's a joke, all right. I told her I have the marriage license. Then she stopped fighting it. She told me, quote, I'm your mother. I don't have to tell you anything. And, quote, it's not that big a deal. I said, if I did this, she would be mad. And she said, quote, no, I wouldn't care. Bitch.
Oh my God.
I went into the fact that she has always lied to me my whole life and always chooses men over her children. She said that's not true. So I began listing some of the traumatic things she's done to me that I've been holding on to since childhood. She told me none of what I said was true. That's when I lost it and I started cursing her out and left. Forgot to mention she has done drugs my whole life. I'm 27. She runs a sober living house, but is in fact not sober.
Oh my God.
This woman is awful. Everyone keeps saying she's my mother and I need to respect her.
No.
But I just want to be done with her. It's time to be done with her. My whole life, she's done me dirty and I've swept it under the rug, never confronting her about it until now. I'm tired of feeling like that abandoned little girl wondering why I'm not worthy enough to love. I'm just so tired at this point and I don't want to keep up the fight. There is a lot more that is relevant to this situation, but this is long enough and that's the bulk of it. Any advice would help. Thank you so much. And that's from Erica. Erica, I'm so fucking sorry, dude. And you're a baby still. You're 27 and you're, oh my God.
You know, that whole shit, that's your mother. You have to respect her. The no, next person don't. That says that to you, you tell them to suck your dick.
Yeah.
That is the most abusive, suppressive, fucked up.
rhetoric. Minimizing your trauma and what you're going through in the name of respect for a mother that clearly don't respect you.
Your mother lacks accountability. Jesus fucking Christ, dude. That just made me feel rage.
Yeah. Your feelings are valid and you feel like it's time to quit the fight. It's time.
Put up boundaries.
Yeah.
Put up boundaries until your mom can fucking learn to accept truth and have accountability and not sit there and be a master gaslighter.
Your mom sounds crazy immature. And the fact that drugs might be a factor still, they've been all your life, you said, and she's like deceitful and running a sober living house and all. Just you
got That's crazy.
Cut ties, separate yourself, thrive, do great, and revisit later when she's matured some. It's time for a break.
Let her live with your new dad.
Yeah. Don't even, that's not your wild. Dad. Yeah, that's not your fucking dad. Let her fucking be with her secret husband and figure life out and maybe mature a little bit.
It's really fucked up and I'm really sorry. God damn. Okay. So, hello, homegirls. My wife put me onto your podcast and now we get to enjoy it together.
I love that.
So cute. Anyways, my wife's birthday is the 29th of this month, again today.
Okay.
And it would be so awesome to get a shout out for her. Her name is Melanie Sanchez, Melon, and she loves you guys.
Okay.
Thank you, and we both appreciate you. And that is from Big Dog Ralph.
Okay. Your happy husband. Birthday.
Look at that. A bestie.
You got two in now.
Yeah. A man.
Right. And both right on time. I love it.
Okay. That's really sweet.
I love that.
So when he originally sent this, he was like, do you think you guys could, you know, give her a shout out? And I was like, hey, of course we will. And he responded and said, thanks for even replying. You guys are the bomb. I love my wife so much, and this is so perfect. I just want to show her these messages already.
Shut up.
How cute.
How sweet.
It's really fucking sweet.
And I love that, and we hope you're having a great birthday.
And then I have one more.
Okay.
Hi, pretties. My mom has been listening to your guys' podcast for a while now. Her birthday is coming up on the 29th.
Shut up.
And her name is Melanie Sanchez.
Oh, my God.
Melon.
I love this.
She is an amazing mother to me. I'll cry right now.
You're loved, girl.
She is an amazing mother to me and my three siblings. And I was wondering if you guys could please give her a little shout out and let her know how much we love her. Thank you. And that is from Myla Sanchez.
That's so sweet.
What an ultimate compliment to have your older child
write in and fucking say that about you. You've been an amazing mom. Yeah. That's really sweet.
Happy birthday, Melanie. You got a lot of love. You're the Adriana this episode.
Yes. And we hope you're having a great birthday. And we hope that might have made it even better.
Absolutely.
I love that.
I do too. You want to do one more or are we good? Oh, we've been hanging out for a minute, huh?
Yeah.
Want to do one more?
Sure.
Okay. Sorry.
I saw some in there that were like personal, not to be read, just like advice type recommendations and shit.
Oh, were there?
Yeah, there was just...
Okay. Sorry. Sorry, I never told
you. Okay, I think we're done. I think that wraps
we'll
it up.
We'll save them.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much.
Please
leave us a review if you have time and an available device to leave us one on.
Yeah. I wonder, have we gotten any new ones?
I haven't got any notifications for any in a while.
I haven't checked in a minute. Watch. Let's see. Just really quick.
We usually get a notification.
First thing that pops up, it says wiener reset.
Shut up. For the review?
No. Oh. Like, you know how.
I thought that was like the title of the review. You know how you put a title? My God.
Wiener reset.
Leave us a wiener reset.
Hey, we do.
Okay.
So there's two. Hello Dysfunction deserves far more recognition and praise than it currently receives. Crystal and Pat are the coolest aunties / friends you could have ever hoped to have. You will laugh. You will sometimes cry from laughter. Other times you may cry in solidarity with their raw emotion and vulnerability. If you use inappropriate humor as your coping mechanism, listen right now. If you want real, raw, unapologetic opinions, listen right now. If you want to feel like you aren't alone in this world, you know what to do. Listen right now.
I love it.
They're the best in the game, and I will be a lifelong listener. If you feel otherwise, be careful. Not too much on my girls. Okay, love you, aunties. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking sweet. Thank you.
Because I'm dripping water out of my mouth.
And then there is one more. I've listened since episode one, day one, and love these ladies. They are my girls' girls. I love Pat and Crystal. They are my comfort when I'm having a bad day. Listen. Thanks, bye. Peace out.
Good. Thank you.
You guys are great.
I love that. Thank you. Those were a nice surprise.
They were.
We usually get an email. I don't know why we didn't.
I know.
Well, it was a nice surprise anyway.
You guys, be good people. Be good humans.
Yeah.
Or someone might talk shit about you after you die.
Avoid white shoes.
Yeah. White shirts.
All that.
But I love mayonnaise because I'm white. A white walking stereotype. And I think that's it.
We're done.
Suck it easy.
Go to bed.